station and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Oh, good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Folks, it's the busiest time of the year, also one of the most exciting times of the year as we start to hit the league playoff schedule, and then next week we'll be into some more league playoffs and then eventually the sectional playoff brackets. So we have league championships coming up, you name it. It is a crazy time of year. We're live in Morris tonight for the Boys Tri-Valley League semifinals as top seed Morris takes on four seed Lawrence Milford. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. I'm joined tonight by longtime Tri-Valley coach and now GMU Athletic Director Greg Bonskowski. Coach, it's a fun time of year. Hard to believe that by Saturday we'll have a Tri-Valley champion.
Yeah, it seems like the basketball season just drags and drags, and then you get to the end and it's like a mad dash or sprint to the finish, and before you know it, it's over. So exciting time of year.
The girls Tri-Valley Championship is already set. Those games were played last night. Top seed Cherry Valley Springfield advanced with a win over Skenevis, and three seed Lawrence shocks the Tri-Valley world by upsetting two seed Worcester. So it'll be CVS and Lawrence for the Tri-Valley Championship, and we'll see tonight Morris against Lawrence Milford, and the other game is Richfield Springs ODY taking on they got Edmonton up there tonight. So we'll have some updates on that game for you as well, but a lot of good teams here in the top four.
Yeah, it should be two good close games on the boys' side here, and we'll see who advances to play at Oneonta High School on Saturday.
This Morris team, currently undefeated in the league and overall, ranked seventh in the state, a lot to talk about, but this is a scrappy Lawrence Milford team as well that's here to play. So we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We're going to pause for 60 seconds, and when we come back, we'll continue to break it down live in Morris tonight, and it's a packed house on WCDO.
If you have an accident, hit a deer, or have a big car repair, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney can help. We've brought back rentals for local use. Clean, late model rental vehicles to help you get back and forth to work and to use locally, including minivans and SUVs. Butler Auto works directly with your insurance company, so you don't have the hassle. So now, if you run into a problem with your car and need a quick rental vehicle, the Butler Auto Rental Department will take good care of you. And with winter weather here, count on Butler's state-of-the-art service department with top-notch technicians and the best auto service equipment in the business. From oil changes and inspections to tires, alignments, and brakes. So, for quality service or local use rentals, call Butler Auto at 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, located on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight, and it's the Tri-Valley semifinals as top-seeded Morris, undefeated, will take on Lawrence Milford here tonight. Coach, have you had a chance to see the Morris boys in person this year?
I have not had a chance to see them play, so I'm very excited that I have the opportunity tonight to watch them play. I have had an opportunity to talk to some local Tri-Valley coaches about their team, though, and they have rave reviews about them, and they really talk highly of their depth and the fact that you really don't know who's going to step up on any given night. And, I talked to one coach in the league who had played them twice, and he said, well, the first game, you know, these two kids stepped up and played great. He said, we tried to take those two kids away in the second game, and two other kids stepped up. So it sounds like they have a very well-rounded team, and I'm excited to watch them play tonight.
I've seen them a few times, and I've been impressed because they have controlled chaos. They love to get the ball, whip it down the floor, fast break, run and gun. They're not upset if they throw a pass long and it doesn't connect because they're going to do it the next 10 times and really try to run it down your throat. And they can shoot from the outside. They have size. In my world, a lot of people have said, okay, Nate, Class D, if it came down to Morris and South Courtright, who would you choose? And I say, well, you know, probably for us locals, that might be the matchup we're all pining for when it comes to the sectional tournament. I said Morris does seem deeper than Courtright, but you put those two starting fives on the floor, boy, it's going to be a battle. Maybe we'll see it down the road. A lot of basketball to be played before then, and I think stopping the run and gun is going to be one of the toughest things for any Tri-Valley team to do here in the playoffs, that's for sure. I don't know how you stop it. I really don't, Coach.
I think you gotta slow the game down as much as you can when you're on offense. So I think you have to come down and execute, run good, solid offense, and then the important thing is if they're looking to get out in transition, you have to have really good court balance. So, you know, normally you send two guys back on defense or one guy back on defense. Maybe you send three against them. I don't know.
I'll be interested to see your take. They like to send Tiger Ross deep on all possessions. It's like he's a wide receiver, and he's just going to try to go catch that pass.
Running a go route. He
really is. So, well, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. Again, it's the Tri-Valley playoffs here tonight. Morris, the defending Tri-Valley champions from probably one of the best games we've ever seen here, Coach, last year. That was a whale of a game. They're taking on Lawrence Milford here tonight in the Tri-Valley playoffs. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pause for the national anthem. Again, the fans continue to roll in here, and there is a milestone that could happen here tonight on the Morris side as well. We don't want to jinx anything. We never try to, but one of the Morris players pretty close to making history. So we'll talk about that as well when we come back on WCDO.
Still thinking about opening a 15-month share certificate at SFCU? You know, the one where you'll earn 4.4% annual percentage yield with a minimum balance of just $5,000? Or the 15-month jumbo rate of 4.65% annual percentage yield with a minimum of $200,000? Well, you're running out of time because these incredible rates expire February 18, 2023. So, don't delay any longer. Put your money into a high-dividend, short-term share certificate at SFCU. Available to our valued business members, too. But remember, these special 15-month share certificate rates expire Saturday, February 18, 2023. Visit any SFCU branch location or sfcuonline.org. Membership required and valid on new money only. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Tri-Valley playoffs here tonight. Visiting, Lawrence Milford is in the house to take on the Morris Mustangs. Let's do our starting lineups. First for Lawrence Milford. They're wearing the Milford uniforms here tonight, so it's the black with the white trim and the purple lettering, and they are coached by head coach Greg Eggleston. They start with junior number one, Carter Stevens, a freshman number four, a nice little guard in Christian Lawson. Of course, if you're a Milford fan, you will certainly know that last name from his older sister, Addie Lawson. Senior number 12, Jacob Burkhart. Senior number 14, one of the best rebounders in the league, Mike Bertel. And a junior number 22, a smooth shooting guard, Braden Murphy. On the other side for Jerry Joy and the Morris Mustangs, they will start with number 10, a senior, Garrett Akins. Number 13, a senior, Jonathan Child. A junior, number 3, Asa Dugan. A senior, number 11, Scott Murphy. And a junior, number 1, Tiger Ross. And this team can really play 8-9 deep on the Morris side, so I'm sure we'll see that at certain times tonight. Morris is in the home white with the royal blue trim. So getting you all set to go here for tonight's contest. And it's a fun time of year, that's for sure. And I know there's some Delaware League teams here tonight scouting it out over there on the far side. It's that time of year, too, where you start seeing different faces in the gym.
Yes, I saw several coaches when I was waiting for the broadcast to begin file in, and they had their clipboards and their notebooks ready.
So again, Lawrence Milford tonight wearing the black uniforms with the purple trim and the white trim. Morris is in the home whites with the royal blue. Getting you all set to go here live from Morris Central School tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus local rentals, and it's all on those two lots. Morris wins the opening tip. They go right to left. A steal by Lawson, though, and he'll take it away. He's got those quick hands. They go to Carter Stevens. Steps in, works one back out for Burkhart, and Lawrence Milford will set it up on offense, but they'll dribble it out of bounds. Last touch by Murphy. Morris fans on their feet to get things started here tonight. Lawrence Milford will be doing the inbounding, and it's taken away by Dugan. It immediately looks to run to Tiger Ross. He takes it to the rim and scores. So Ross with the first jumper of the night, and Morris is off to a 2-0 start. Here's Lawrence Milford right to the hoop. Carter Stevens for two from the right low block.
Yeah, nice move by Carter there. He attacked the big guy.
Into the corner, Asa Dugan for three. No, rebound Garrett Akins. The floater, he missed it. Rebound Tiger Ross. Floats one out for Murphy. Top of the key. Now into the corner for Ross, and they'll slow it down. We should also note that Lawrence Milford is without Kyler Simcoe. He's one of their starters, out with a little knee injury. They're hoping to maybe get him back, but a key piece to this Lawrence Milford team. Here's Ross to the interior for Dugan. Dials up a three. Missed it. Rebound Akins. He puts it off the glass, and he can't hit. Boy, five chances there for the Mustangs. They couldn't bury it. Back down the floor for Lawrence Milford. High post for Vertel. Now to Burkhart. Holding out to it here at the right elbow. Now to Christian Lawson, who's just a freshman. Tries to dice one to the interior. Tipped away. Picked back up by Lawrence Milford. And now to the top of the key for Carter Stevens. They're slowing it down here, coach, in the early going. 2-2 game. Lawrence Milford with the ball. Here is a three-point shot from the top of the key. A miss. Rebound underneath by Vertel, and we will have a jump ball off that miss from Braden Murphy from Lawrence Milford.
Yeah, Milford's doing a good job. Almost every possession they've had it under like 10 seconds except for that one drive by Carter.
Lawrence Milford will get it in on a nice inbounds play. They find Jacob Burkhart, and he scores to make it 4-2.
Yeah, nice execution there by Milford Lawrence.
And here is Morris trying to go to the interior on the left low block for Garrett Akins. They threw it away.
So is it Lawrence Milford or Milford Lawrence?
Well, it's one of the hottest debates in the Tri-Valley, but I think officially we're going Lawrence Milford.
All right, I think that's what it is on the program.
Yeah. You know, that's a hot debate when you merge, but a lot of times we've been going alphabetical with it, or however they file the Section 4 paperwork. Steal by Tiger Ross. Dishes it off for Scott Murphy. He scores and one. He's going to head to the line here. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, Morris is quick. They get up and down the court very quickly.
This will send Scott Murphy to the line, the senior. He's had a heck of a career here for the Mustangs and steps in, cannot hit the foul shot. Rebound is picked up here by Dugan. He lost it out of bounds. Going to stay, though, with the Mustangs.
No, I think he pointed the wrong way.
Oh, okay, there we
go.
Going
Lawrence Milford.
So Lawrence Milford will get it back with, again, 5:53 to go here in the first quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Here's Braden Murphy with a little up and under, partially blocked, and the ball comes loose to John Child. Outlet pass, and here they go. They find Scott Murphy on the right side. Nice backdoor pass. Finds Garrett Akin, and he scores. Akins for two. Nice pass there from Murphy to set that up to make it 6-4. 5:25 to go, first quarter. Lawrence Milford with the basketball now, going left to right. Here is Carter Stevens. Dribble drive. Dishes one left corner here. Murphy thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Braden will dish one off here for Christian Lawson. The floater in the paint is good for Christian Lawson.
Nice little floater there.
Tied up at 6-6. I think he's going to be a problem in years to come. He's a tough player.
I think so.
Tiger Ross, the point guard here for Morris, will pull it back out as they go right to left. Steps back. He wants a three. Missed it off the back rim. Garrett Akins, another rebound. Finds John Child, who muscles it up and in on the right low block.
And Morris has taken advantage of their size early here.
Here's Carter Stevens to the interior. Great dish off pass. Finds Vertel, who puts it in, and it's a free-for-all. Timeout taken by Morris. 8-8 the score. Every bucket has been by a different player on both sides. With 4:40 to go in the first quarter, again, it's 8-8. Tri-Valley playoffs tonight. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:40 to go here in the first quarter. We're live in Morris tonight. 8-8 the score. Nate Lawlin, Greg Bonskowski with you. I love looking over there seeing Andy Carr. He just can't get enough, can he? He's switched over. He's watching the girls. He's coaching the girls this year, but he's got to come watch a boys' game.
Absolutely.
Coming up on 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Morris with the ball. They go to the high post. Turnaround shot for Scott Murphy. No good. Ball ricochets off of John Child. Threw his hands and out of bounds. Back to Lawrence Milford. Again, 4.5 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 8-8 between Lawrence Milford and Morris. Tri-Valley semifinals tonight. We'll try to get you some updates from Richfield Springs and Edmiston tonight. That game being played up in Richfield. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Braden Murphy, three ball, right side, left it a little short. Scott Murphy, a rebound. Outlet pass, Garrett Akins. They look to push. Lawrence Milford doing a good job of getting back on defense. Pass to the interior, but a traveling call here on John Child.
Also, that timeout, the early timeout by Morris there, they switched. They were playing man-to-man, and they've come out after the timeout in a 2-3 zone.
Halfway through the first quarter, tied 8-8. Lawrence Milford hanging tough here. They go to Christian Lawson, and now to Braden Murphy again as they go left to right. Cutting through, nice up and under by Carter Stevens. Shot wouldn't go. Akins is cleaning up the glass so far, and an outlet pass is stolen back by Lawson. And then it's taken right back by Tiger Ross. Little game of hot potato here. Ross to midcourt. Finding Scott Murphy in the left corner. They reverse over to Dugan. Now to the left side here for Ross. Splits into the corner. Three-pointer for Scott Murphy. Got it from downtown for Murphy. He's got five. Makes it 11-8 with 3:20 to go in this first quarter. We could be coming up on a milestone here at one of the next buckets. Braden Murphy for three. He dials long distance.
He's got a nice shot.
He really does. He hits a couple of threes a game usually. And we're tied 11-11 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Pass to the interior. Garrett Akins for two in the paint, and he buries it. And again, the balanced scoring continues for both sides here with 2:55 to go in the first. Morris boys lead 13-11. Lawson now finding Carter Stevens in the corner for a long two. No good. Rebound for Tiger Ross. Shot out of a cannon down the left side. Steps through and scores. So good in transition, Tiger Ross is able to score to make it 15-11. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Ross looking for another steal. Deflects it out of bounds, but last touch by Morris. So again, 2.5 to go in this first quarter. We got a score update from Richfield Springs. Edmiston is up 13-6 at the end of the first quarter on the road at Richfield Springs. So the 3 seed trying to maybe pull an upset tonight, and it does sound like Dylan Hosford might have rolled an ankle early in that ball game. The leader for Richfield Springs. We'll keep an eye on that. Tiger Ross, a three, left side, just a little short. Rebound sky high by Braden Murphy. Nice job, and an outlet pass down the floor here for Lawrence Milford. Here is Carter Stevens. And into the corner now for Lawson, and a traveling violation is going to give it back to the Mustangs as we come up on 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Good pace so far in this one, Coach. Fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. Trying to keep the stats here, and I look down and the ball's the other end of the floor.
It's tough. Hopefully, maybe Saturday we could bring someone along to do some stats. Oh, I got an idea. How about our intern, Hannah Bonskowski? What do you think?
I think that would be a good idea.
And here's a long two for Morris from Ryan Murphy, who's into the game. Scott Murphy with a rebound. Tried to put it up, partially blocked. Lawrence Milford will come away. Morris still leading by four early in the first quarter. 15-11 the score. Top of the key here for Carter Stevens. Dribble drive left side, dishes one back out. Braden Murphy, the three, good for Braden Murphy. 6 points for him, makes it 15-14. Lawrence Milford came to play. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Morris with the basketball, a one-point lead. They go to the interior here for Murphy. He's going to pull one back out, dish it off. Scott finds Ryan Murphy into the corner and tapped away as they tried to go to Tiger Ross. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Morris.
I'd like to see Morris just settle a little bit on offense.
Does seem a little scrambled, doesn't it?
But from what you said in the pregame, it sounds like that's how they want to play.
They do love to run and gun and just kind of get it in there. They pass down low for Murphy. He's fouled. He will shoot two. This is going to send Scott to the line with 1:16 to go here in the first quarter. So Murphy will step in with a one-point lead. Been a great game so far here between the Mustangs and Lawrence Milford, and wearing the Milford uniforms here tonight.
Ooh, that's two fouls on Carter Stevens for Lawrence
Milford. Yeah, that's tough. You're already missing one starter with Simcoe on the bench. First shot here for Murphy, no good. Second one coming. Late in this first quarter, of course, Morris, the defending champs, beat Richfield Springs last year in the title game in a overtime thriller. See what the matchup's going to be this year. 0 for 2 at the line for Scott Murphy. Quickly back down the floor, Christian Lawson, left side, finds Murphy. Three ball for him. Yes, he's feeling it. 9 for Braden Murphy on three threes.
He's got such a quick release, and that ball going up there looks soft. Looks like if it hits the rim, it has a chance to go in, but the three he's made haven't touched anything.
And Lawrence Milford has a 17-15 lead. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Scott Murphy to the hoop, and he scores. And Scott Murphy, with that bucket, joins the 1,000 career point club here for the Morris Mustangs. The 1,000-point signs come out. They're going to pause the game briefly to make a little announcement. According to our research, we think that Scott is the fourth boys player in program history to get this milestone. The last one before him, his brother, Matt Murphy, in 2019. Really, really cool. So they're keeping it in the family. We're actually doing a bunch of research here at Morris to try to figure out the full list for the boys and the girls. But either way, a nice milestone, and Scott's going to be on that list forever.
Yeah, congratulations to him. It just is a reflection of all the hard work that you've put in over the course of your high school career, whether it be in the summer or during the season, in the driveway. Congratulations. Good work.
17-17 the score now. We are quickly back underway. Scott had said he didn't even want them to stop the game. He said we can celebrate after. Tiger Ross on a steal, takes it to the rim. He is fouled and will head to the line. Got a lot of contact there and was somehow able to score, and that puts Morris back ahead 19-17, 30 seconds to go first quarter. Been so impressed with him this year, and just the composure mixed with the speed is a great thing.
Well, it almost looks like he's out of control, but he's not.
You're right. It's a tough thing to describe on the radio. You got to come watch him play, but he does an excellent job. He misses the foul shot. John Child the rebound, but he traveled as he tried to put it back up, actually fell over, and so it's going to go back to Lawrence Milford. So 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 19-17. And ball loose on the floor. Lawrence Milford has to chase it into the backcourt. Tiger Ross almost with a steal, but LM's going to be able to hold on. They go to the high post. They try to dish one down low, and they miss a little chippy. Vertel gets a second chance, missed it again. John Child with a rebound, jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to the Mustangs with 4 seconds to go here in the first quarter. See if Morris can get a quick shot off. Murphy gets it done here in the first quarter, joins the 1,000 career point club. So Scott Murphy will pick it up quickly across midcourt. Wants to take it right to the rim and scores. What a play with 4 seconds left. Coast to coast by Scott Murphy. And Morris leads 21-17. First quarter in the books. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich. For for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Coach, what do you think so far? A wild game, 21-17 with Morris on top.
Yeah, I think both teams have come to play, that's for sure, and looking forward to the next three quarters.
Back underway here, Lawrence Milford with the ball. Braden Murphy has been incredible here for Lawrence Milford. He's hit those three threes, and he has 9 points. Lawrence Milford is here to play tonight. Christian Lawson, a three off the back, or the front of the rim, I should say, and then rebounded by Mike Bertel, and he puts it up and in. Coach Eggleston just commends him night in and night out for his effort, and it showed right there. Morris back across midcourt in a two-point game. Ryan Murphy with the basketball, a JV call-up. One of the last Murphy boys, you could say. They've been here for a long time. Ryan Murphy will get it back out, find Scott in the corner, pull up three for him. A line drive won't go. Rebound for Lawrence Milford. Outlet pass to Braden Murphy. We got a lot of Murphys in this game here tonight. This one for Lawrence Milford. Braden with the basketball near midcourt. He's double-teamed, lost it to Asa Dugan, and they throw it ahead to Tiger Ross, and he puts it up and in, and that's what I'm talking about. I don't know how you stop that sometimes. A steal, and then they just whip it down the floor and find Tiger. Out of a trap at midcourt, Lawrence Milford able to break it, and this time they find Logan Conklin down low for two. Makes it a 23-21 ball game for Morris.
Well, I also think it helps that he plays at the front of that 1-2-2, like half-court trap, so they know if they get a steal on that trap, it's going to him right away.
High post turnaround shot for Scott Murphy, and he scores. Now he's just adding to his total here in the 1K club. Again, congratulations to him for joining that. Morris leads 25-21, 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Right near midcourt. Here is Braden Murphy for Lawrence Milford. Pulls up for three, another one. Splash from Murphy. Four threes, he's got 12 points.
And every shot has looked almost identical.
Great
form.
He's got
really good form.
25-24. Now here's Scott Murphy. Takes it to the rim. He is stripped of the basketball, and Lawrence Milford will come away with it. Lawson in the backcourt. Gets through traffic. Ball is stripped. Lawrence Milford will hold on to it. Now another steal. Murphy shovels one ahead to Tiger Ross. Breakaway layup, and he missed it. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. And Ross has got 10. Makes it 27-24. Murphy at midcourt. You can see why they brought him up. Quick hands. And Lawrence Milford with the basketball. Physical contact there. They're able to hold on to it. Ryan Murphy hits it with his fingertips out of bounds. And Morris really getting after it here on defense, Coach.
Yeah, they're just pressuring the ball. And they're looking to trap. And they have very active hands. And the officials are letting them be physical. So it's going to be difficult here. For Lawrence Milford, as you see Stevens back into the game, that'll help with some of the ball handling.
Steal by Ryan Murphy. Dishes one ahead for, guess who, Tiger Ross. He scores, and he's fouled. Lawson tried to get back. Ross was still able to score, and he's going to head to the line. Ross is up to 12 points already. 5:20 to go in the second quarter. That's 29-24. Ross is going to go to the line. A lot of contact on that foul. And this will send Ross back to the charity stripe here.
But that was a good steal by the...
Ryan Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, by Ryan Murphy, and a nice pass ahead.
Mm-hmm. You see what I mean, though? Sometimes they steal it, and without any real regard, they just kind of throw it down the floor because they know
he's
that Ross is going to go get it. So it's I like it. It doesn't always work out.
Okay, so they're calling a flagrant because the referee just crossed his arms.
I wonder, there was a lot of contact there.
And I thought that you might have been able to call a little bit of a technical. I mean, Tiger was excited that he made that basket. There was a lot of contact, but thought he stood over him a little bit, but the referees didn't call that. They let it go because of the hard foul.
Ross gets the first one at the line. And knowing both of these guys, pumped up in the moment, I don't think Christian Lawson would ever do anything intentional.
No,
I think
he was just playing hard.
Hustling to get back. He did kind of put two hands on Tiger as he was going up for it. Tough, you know, tough in the moment, but this is how the Zebra Crew sees it. And Ross is going to get another one at the line here.
I think he's going to get three.
Because
I think the first one was
from the foul,
from the shot, the and one. And then the official on the baseline there just held up the two fingers to say that this was for the flagrant. And then I think Morris is going to get the ball.
Ross, oh, he only goes one out of three here. So that keeps it a 30-24 game. Morris boys on top with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. And Morris will get the ball on the baseline here with Garrett Akins. They'll look to get it in. They find John Child on a drive to the hoop, and he scores. Tough to stop that because he's way up in the clouds. And Child is able to put it in. He's got 4 points. Morris has pumped it up to a 32-24 lead. Again, ranked number 7 in the state in this week's sports writers poll and currently undefeated. Carter Stevens takes it to the rim, blocked, gets it back, up off the glass here for Bertel, and now he's fouled. And Bertel is fouled by Garrett Akins and will head to the line. Again, Lawrence Milford playing without one of their normal starting guards, Kyler Simcoe, out with a knee injury. I'm not sure if we'll see him back this year, senior year. That's always tough. Wishing him the best as Bertel hits the first one at the line. But this is a Lawrence Milford team that has kind of flown under the radar all year, but they've been very successful. We can talk about the league standings during halftime, but, you know, they've been tough. They've played everybody tough. Second shot for Vertel is good. And so it's 32-26. Morris boys leading Lawrence Milford. Here's Scott Murphy. Gets around a screen and scores with the Dr. J finger roll, and Murphy now has 13. So Ross with 13 and Murphy with 13. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. And to the high post. Here for Lawrence Milford as they go left to right. A quick double team and a steal by Akins. And again, they float it ahead for Scott Murphy. And he lays it up and in. And Murphy's got 15.
Yeah, if the officials let Morris be physical on these traps, it's very difficult to see because Morris has got such length.
Yeah, they're physical and they're long. I mean, their starting lineup has, you know, a couple of 6'1", 6'2", probably a 6'5 in there. Here's a jumper for Lawrence Milford. It's good for Evan Clark on the baseline.
That was a nice pass by Carter Stevens.
Hey, he's been playing well, making it 36-28. Morris boys still leading Lawrence Milford here with 3:50 to go, second quarter. Tiger Ross, long two, no. Rebound scooped up by LM. And an outlet pass to Carter Stevens, one of the best long-distance runners in the area, I have to say. Excited to see his track season coming up. Jumper here for Lawrence Milford for Burkhart won't go down. Akins another rebound, and he's been working hard on the glass. Pass ahead for Ryan Murphy. Into the corner for his brother Scott. Pump fakes, three ball, too far. And tracked down by Garrett Akins. Akins, good dish down low for Child, and he scores. Nice hustle by Akins and the great dish.
Yeah, nice no-look pass.
Makes it 38-28, one of the biggest leads of the game. Murphy finally misses a three. Outlet pass to Tiger Ross. In transition, finds Murphy, puts it in. Murphy's got 17 here in the first half, and they just run the floor so, so well. 2:55 to go in the second quarter. It's Morris leading 40-28. Stevens at the top of the key, looking to go to the interior. And it's blocked by John Child in an outlet pass. Ross. Near midcourt, steps through, little up and under, a lot of contact, no call, back the other way, fast break for Lawrence Milford, and they will score with Vertel. He's got 8. Tiger Ross being helped to his feet at the other end of the floor here. We'll hope that he's okay. Looks like a timeout's going to be taken. So 2:35 to go, second quarter. Morris Boys leading 40-30, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
John Child scores out of the timeout. Off a little rebound, makes it 42-30. Milford back to the high post now with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Carter Stevens for three on the right side. Boy, it's all going down tonight for these guys. Stevens now with 5 points. 42-33. I've seen a lot of games with less points. This is just the first half. Now a steal by Lawrence Milford. We got a foul in the backcourt by Morris. They continue to go to the bench a little bit. They brought in Keegan Frazier, who plays some good minutes. Also our hero from last year gets in quite a bit. Ethan Franklin, who hit that three. He hasn't been in yet tonight, but I'm sure we'll see him. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, 42-33. Morris Boys leading Lawrence Milford here in the Tri-Valley semifinals, live at MCS tonight. Scott Murphy has joined the 1,000 Career Point Club. He's the fourth boy in school history to do that, and we are still in the process of researching the boys and the girls list. It's something we've been working on the last couple of weeks. I think we're almost done. A lot of history to go through, and it's kind of a long story, too. We can talk about it at halftime, I guess. Pass down low for Burkhart, knocked away, and they'll rip it down the floor. They find Ryan Murphy from Scott. He misses it. Rebound, Keegan Frazier, and he puts it in. Makes it 44-33 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. And a steal by Garrett Akins. Akins is looking to run. Now he'll slow it down, pumps the brakes. Feeds one into the corner. A three here for Scott Murphy. No good. Akins dishes one back out. Finds Scott, who lays it in. 19 in the first half for Scott Murphy. Makes it 46-33. With a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Pass across. Akins tried to steal it. Didn't get there. Pull-up jumper for Lawrence Milford is good. Burkhart at the high post. And it's 46-35. This is a barn burner here.
Not a lot of standing around.
Minute to go in the second quarter. This is fun. Great for us. Akins will float one. Finds Ryan Murphy. Dishes one down low for Keegan Frazier. He's blocked. Ball pumped out and taken away. Dante Sherwood back down the floor here. He's checked into the game now for Lawrence Milford. Pass to the interior. Pull-up jumper is off the mark for Evan Clark. Rebound Akins. 35 seconds left, second quarter. Morris leading 46-35. They walk across midcourt. And to the top of the key here. They'll look to set it up. Now they go left side. Garrett Akins, pull-up jumper just a little short. Tapped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Mustangs with 22 ticks left. Tiger Ross is back in the ball game. Murphy to the bench. Ryan, that is. Good to see Ross right back in there. Boy, we're going to need halftime just to catch our breaths here, Coach.
I agree.
Morris on the inbound. It's stolen by Lawrence Milford. Now to Carter Stevens and ahead across midcourt. Into the corner for Braden Murphy, and they've really stepped out on his three-point attempts. A pass down low for Vertel, and he scores.
Another nice pass by Carter Stevens.
Vertel has 10. 5 seconds left. Morris to the interior. Johnny Child, turnaround shot. No, and that'll do it. 46-37. Morris Boys on top of Lawrence Milford at the break. Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Night, including the radio. Asa Dugan with a three from the left side. He missed it. Rebound for Lawrence Milford. We're back underway in the third quarter. Lawrence Milford going right to left now to start this third frame. Christian Lawson steps through a double team. A little up and under, and he scores. Silky smooth there for Christian. Makes it 48-41. Lawrence Milford still in this game. A lot of basketball left to be played. We'll keep getting you some updates from Richfield Springs and Edmiston. Edmiston was up by 8 at the half, and now a steal here by Carter Stevens. He goes coast to coast and finishes. Carter Stevens with 7, and Lawrence Milford with a little flurry here makes it 48-43.
Yeah, this game is certainly not over.
Mustangs across midcourt, and they'll kick one back out to Ryan Murphy. Pump fakes on the right side as Morris now goes left to right. Tiger Ross, a little shimmy. High post shot is good for Tiger Ross. Splash. He has 15. So it's 50-43, and Morris boys are on top with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Here is Christian Lawson. Nice pass down low. Finds Vertel, and he couldn't get that shot to go. Rebound for Morris.
You know that shot didn't go. That was a great pass.
Great pass. Straight away three for Tiger Ross, and he hits it. Ross will not be denied, and he's up to 18. Makes it 53-43 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now back to the high post. Braden Murphy dishes one off for Christian Lawson. Great pass to the interior for Vertel. Missed it. Rebound. Gets it back. And a traveling violation on Vertel. You know, Christian Lawson is that kid. I've been seeing him running around for, like, it feels like forever at Addie's games. And he would always have the ball out there at halftime. And back then, the ball was about as big as he was at the time. And he was just always playing basketball.
Yeah, you see kids like that every once in a while.
Morris will go to the interior. They find Scott Murphy up off the glass, and he sealed his man well and then put it up and in. And Murphy is at 21. And Morris leads 55-43. Here is Braden Murphy now for Lawrence Milford. Again, 12 points in the first half. We got a foul as Carter Stevens tries to go to the interior.
You know, you mentioned that about Lawson there. I can remember seeing Colleen O'Hara at the Oneonta Boys and Girls Club many years back and thinking, wow, whoever gets to coach her is going to be pretty lucky, not knowing that it was going to be me.
All worked out for you.
Yeah.
Lawrence Milford with the basketball. Here is Carter Stevens. Little shovel pass into the corner now up top for Christian Lawson. Splits two defenders up and under. No. Rebound is coughed back out here by Carter Stevens. Again, wants to take it into the teeth of the defense. Passes one off for Vertel. He's blocked. Tries a second chance, and this time John Child is whistled for the foul. Child was just trying to do everything he could to stay straight up there, but a little bit of a reach over.
Yeah, but really good work there by Vertel to stick with it and just keep getting that rebound and going back up. Earned this trip to the line.
Yeah, Vertel, first shot at the line. Boy, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The winner of this will advance to the Tri-Valley Championship game on Saturday. That game will be at Oneonta High School. Vertel missed the second shot. Rebound for Tiger Ross. Ahead, Scott Murphy. Backdoor pass for Akins. Over to Ross. He missed it. Akins probably should have just gone up with it himself, but instead a rebound for Lawrence Milford. 55-43 still our score. Morris boys on top. Swinging one over. Pull-up jumper is off the mark and no good here for Burkhart. Rebound is kicked back out to Braden Murphy, and LM will reset. Here is Carter Stevens on the right side of the floor. Will go into the corner now for Stevens. And off the glass, a tough drive. He got it to go.
Now, Scott Murphy has been picking up Braden Murphy on the defensive end there. They're really doing a nice job closing out on his outside shots there, not allowing those to occur.
Asa Dugan for three, missed that shot. Dugan is scoreless here tonight, but he's one of those guys, too, that could go off at any time. I saw a game earlier this year where he hit six threes, so you just never know. Vertel to the left side, back out Carter Stevens. Straight away three, no. Rebound Akins, and he's fouled. With 3:55 to go in the third, Morris still leading 55-45. Lawrence Milford refusing to go away despite the best efforts here of the Mustangs.
I mean, it's only a 10-point game, about 4 minutes to go.
Third quarter, yep.
They're right there.
Right there.
And then you also have mentioned a couple times, you know, they're without a starting guard who's one of their better players, so they're hanging in there.
Mustangs come across midcourt. They'll get to the high post. Tiger Ross quarterbacking this. And we'll kick one to the left wing side for Scott Murphy. One-handed shovel pass over to Ryan Murphy, younger brother. Oh, he tried to skip the zone, and it was intercepted by Carter Stevens. Stevens in transition up off the glass. No. Partially blocked from behind. Garrett Akins ahead for Ryan Murphy. Back to Akins to the interior. Kicks one in front for Ross, and he scores. Ross has got 20. Unselfish passing there. Makes it 57-45. Morris boys in control at the moment over Lawrence Milford. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Lawrence Milford, three-pointer in the corner for Braden Murphy. This time it won't go. They try to shovel one back out. Ball rolling down the floor. Scooped up Ryan Murphy. Finds Tiger Ross. A little alley-oop. No, Ross gets it back, though. Feeds it for Akins. Back out. Ryan Murphy, three. Missed it. And the ricochet rebound comes back out to the foul line, and we'll have a jump ball. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Jump ball is going to give it back to Lawrence Milford. And you wonder how long some teams can play with some of the physical and frantic pace that Morris plays with. Here's Braden Murphy, a three, short, out of bounds, going to stay with Lawrence Milford. But that's got to wear on you, right, Coach?
I would think. I mean, they're not only quick, but they're also physical, and they're just getting up and down. And some teams aren't used to playing that way. I mean, I've done a lot of games with you, and I'm having a hard time finding spots that I can say something because the play is just going so fast.
Lawrence Milford on the baseline here, looking to work it in. They do to Braden Murphy, now to Carter Stevens. Stevens in the paint, picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Now we got a kick into the corner. That'll bring up a whistle. 2:37 to go in the third. Thanks to all our listeners as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Little look to the interior for Carter Stevens. We're back underway. Christian Lawson, a jumper, got it to the rim, but it wouldn't go. Rebound is scooped up by Conklin of Lawrence Milford. Back out to Stevens. Dribble drive. His shot won't go. Rebound is scooped up by Keegan Frazier. Will the depth of Morris come into play here? 2:15 to go in the third now. Scott Murphy on the right side. Skips it across the zone. Finds Ryan Murphy. Long two. Rolled off the back of the rim. Rebound Braden Murphy of Lawrence Milford. He lost it out of bounds, but it's going to stay with him as it was last touched by Morris. And so Lawrence Milford will walk it down the floor. They look a little less fresh to me.
Yeah,
and some of their shots are looking.
They look a little winded, and a couple of their shots have been short.
Yeah. Lawrence Milford will pull it out. A steal by Garrett Akins. Akins across midcourt finds Ryan Murphy in front of our broadcast table here. Next to the Morris bench, good take by Scott Murphy. Missed it, and John Child was there to grab the rebound and put it in. He has 10 points.
I do think your comment about Morris's depth, I think it's showing right now. It's starting to show.
Three-point for Braden Murphy. He missed it. He looks tired to me with a minute 27 to go in the third. Out of bounds, back to Morris. And there's a few guys on the bench that I've seen them use in tighter games than this that they haven't even trotted out tonight. So, you know, but when you can have Dugan and Ross on the bench right now and still be rolling along, that's impressive. Steal by Braden Murphy. Braden Murphy in transition is fouled by Garrett Akins with a 1:14 to go here in the third.
That was a good play. I think that defensive play there by Murphy from Lawrence Milford was a little bit of the frustration that, you know, he hasn't been able to get a shot to go since the first half. He's had a couple good looks, but Morris is playing good defense on him, but he's trying to create some offense out of his defense.
Braden Murphy at the line. First shot is good. That's his first bucket of the second half for Braden Murphy. Second one coming. Looks like he might have a little cut on his arm here. The officials are looking at it. This Milford crew, very creative with their fake tattoos that they like to put on before games.
I noticed a couple of those. I was wondering, like, whoa.
I mean, who knows? A few could be real, but I've seen them in various different locations this year, so I'm assuming.
And they weren't like, you know, the little small temporary tattoos. Some of them are pretty large.
They are. We're going to take a 30-second timeout here with Morris leading 59-46 here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. They got that Band-Aid and bandage on Braden. And he misses the foul shot, and now the ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here, and it's going to stay with Lawrence Milford. Coach, what did you see there?
I just saw Mike Vertelli there from Lawrence Milford that just he's laying it all on the line there. I think he was on the floor three times in the backcourt. He got the ball, got up, got all excited. You love to see that in a kid.
Either way, Lawrence Milford comes away with it. Carter Stevens into the paint, and he's just running into a solid brick wall of tall guys down there. It rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with Lawrence Milford, though.
And not only did it get his team fired up, but it seems like the Lawrence Milford crowd is excited by that.
Carter Stevens, three. Yes, that'll help the crowd. Big three there for Carter Stevens. He's got 12.
Back to 10-point game here.
59-49, 45 seconds to go in the third. Morris with the basketball going left to right. Still anybody's ball game here. Morris to the interior. Murphy on the left low block. Pump fakes once, twice. Puts it up and in. Tough move there by Murphy. He has 23.
Now he's difficult to guard. He can go outside and inside.
25 seconds to go in the third. Pull-up jumper here. No for Lawrence Milford. Rebound, John Child. Outlet pass, Garrett Akins. 20 seconds to go in the third. Akins, top of the arc here. Will go to the high post for John Child. Lost the ball. Brought it two down low. And the pesky guards there for Lawrence Milford steal it away. 5 seconds left. Third quarter. Three ball. Stevens hits it. 15 for Stevens at 61-52, half-court heave, no good. And Lawrence Milford is still in this ball game. Three quarters in the books. Again, the Morris boys in the Tri-Valley semis lead 61-52. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. An out-of-town score here in the other Tri-Valley semifinal tonight. The Edmiston boys, the three seed, are ahead 45 to 30. They're up 15 to start the fourth quarter over Richfield Springs. That'd be a big upset. Many years, I would say, Coach, the Tri-Valley semis always seem to have an upset of some kind.
Since we've gone to this format, it gives, you know, two more teams an opportunity to get a chance to play in the championship, and we do seem to have upsets.
We'll see how it all shakes out. A fourth quarter to play here and a fourth quarter to play there. Tiger Ross with the jumper for Morris. No, back out Asa Dugan for three. That's well and off to the right. Rebound Lawrence Milford.
It looked like he got hit there on that, and the refs didn't see it.
So Morris boys lead 61-52 over Lawrence Milford. Tri-Valley semis tonight here in Morris. Pull-up jumper Christian Lawson just can't get a shot off there in the land of the trees. And then we got a jump ball as it hit the ground. Or do we have a timeout?
I think we got a timeout. Got a timeout, Lawrence Milford.
Coach Eggleston gets a timeout. We'll step away. Morris on top 61-52 on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back out of the timeout. Morris Boys on top, 61-52. Nate Lull and GMU coach and athletic director Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight. Coach, always good to have you along.
Thank you. I think if Lawrence Milford can get a basket here, it might put a little bit of game pressure on Morris. And it's still early. There's still about 7 minutes to go, but a basket here would be big.
And Morris will grab the ball. Here is Tiger Ross. Shovels it down the floor. Finds Murphy to the interior. No, out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with the Mustangs. You said it earlier, Coach. He can play outside, yeah, but he can go inside.
I mean, he could probably be the starting center on any team in the Tri-Valley.
That's a great point.
He jumped at the start of the game.
Pass down low to Garrett Akins. The floater, no. Rolled off the back of the rim. Rebound for Vertel and an outlet pass. Here for Lawrence Milford. Now to Lawson. Tries to take it to the interior. Works one back out for Carter Stevens to Braden Murphy, who's cooled off in the second half, and he threw that pass away, and he's frustrated with himself, that's for sure. .650 to go, fourth quarter, 61-52. Morris bringing it down the floor. Looking to set it up. And to the right side of the floor here for Ross. It's tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Mustangs. They'll look to get it in. Setting up on offense. Murphy's wide open on the right side. They couldn't get it to him. Trying to get it back over that way. Ross holding out to it. Had his pocket picked by Carter Stevens. Stevens picked up his dribble in a tough spot, but they get over midcourt. He gets it back. Dishes the pass off down low. It rolls out for Vertel. Rebound is on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it there. We'll have a possession that will stay with Lawrence Milford because Child had it, but he rolled out of bounds with it.
But again, Vertel is just really scrappy down there.
Coach Eggleston, in all our communications this year, has just raved about the hard work that Vertel puts in night in and night out. Here is Braden Murphy on the right wing side. We'll dish one to Christian Lawson. Now back out for Carter Stevens from NBA range. He hits it, and Stevens has 18. Wow, what a shot. Makes it 61-55. 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Pass to the interior for Scott Murphy. Banging his way down low. Lost control of it. It goes to John Child. Child trying to find some room, and we got a charge here on John Child with 5:45 left. And Lawrence Milford's going to get it back here. And he wants a timeout. Coach Eggleston does.
Yeah. Coach Joy doesn't like that call. He thought there was a foul when Murphy went to the basket, and he thought that John was getting fouled too. But they're letting him play. The one thing I've noticed here in the second half, Morris has not been running as much as they were in the first. So I don't know if that's the end of the game. I don't know if it's the game pressure. I don't know if Milford or Lawrence Milford's getting back better, but they seem to have stopped running.
All right, we're going to take a 30-second break here. Morris leads 61-55 with 5:45 to go in the fourth on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Morris Boys on top, 61-55. We're wondering here at the broadcast table, will Morris get back to their running game? It's been a staple of their game all year. We'll see what they do late in this game. But we got a good one here in the Tri-Valley Semis, Coach.
I wouldn't be surprised to see them go back to that little half-court trap. that really picked up the energy level and the intensity level in the second quarter there.
So again, a 61-55 game. We'll see what the Morris coaching staff and Coach Joy come up with out of the timeout. Yep, here comes a little bit of a trap. Carter Stevens is able to break his way through. They kind of backed off from it. Stevens into the paint, throws it up. A Harlem Globetrotter shot that goes in. He's got 20. Unbelievable. Not sure how that went down. 61-57. Lawrence Milford hanging around here with 5:20 to go in the fourth.
Two-possession game. Little game pressure on Morris.
Asa Dugan with the ball. Into the corner now for Scott Murphy down low. A nice pass from Akins, and he scores. 25 for Murphy.
That was a really tough angle, too, to get that ball off the backboard.
Morris leads 63-57. Does Lawrence Milford have some more magic in the tank here? Burkhardt at the right elbow goes to Christian Lawson. To the interior, Braden Murphy, closely guarded by Scott Murphy. Back to Lawson, into the paint, the floater, tough shot, no. Rebound, Garrett Akins, outlet pass for Morris. Murphy wants to take his time a little bit here. Scott over half court. Again, earlier tonight he joined the 1,000-point club. Here's John Child down low, finishes the shot. He's fouled, and Child will go to the line. He has 12 points. With 4:37 to go in the fourth, Morris pushing this lead to 65-57. And Child to the line for a big three-point play, which really brought the Morris crowd to their feet. So Child will settle in. His shot at the line, in and out, and a rebound for Lawrence Milford. Outlet pass here with 4.5 to go to Carter Stevens. To Vertel, lost it, ball loose on the floor. Scott Murphy with some great hustle, tosses it up. But Morris called the timeout first with Jerry Joy. We'll take a break. 4.5 to go in the fourth. We'll talk about that when we come back. Morris on top, 65-57.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, has amazing Valentine's Day and football specials to offer. Reservations are strongly recommended for the Valentine's dinner on Saturday, February 11th, featuring a special menu for two. And you'll want to place your Sunday to-go orders early. Jerry's Inn will be open Sunday from noon till 6:30. Call them at 607-320-4545 to make your Valentine's dinner reservation and place your football to-go orders. Check out Jerry's Inn on Facebook for Valentine's Day and big game special menus.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
The crowd is into it here, Coach, with 4.5 to go in the fourth. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Tri-Valley Boys Basketball Semifinals. Morris leads 65-57. We question if they should have gotten that timeout, but they got it. And Morris back underway. They throw it away, though. They tried to lob it to the post. It was too tall for John Child. Back down the floor, Carter Stevens right side as Lawrence Milford goes right to left. Stevens to the interior, and he traveled. It's 4:09 to go. Oh, we got a T here. Who's, oh, I think it's a double T. Not sure who this is on exactly. One looks like it's on Carter Stevens. Are they both on Stevens? I didn't see what happened after the play.
Definitely have one on Stevens.
I don't know who the other one is on.
I think the other one might be on Tiger.
They do have that up on the board at the moment. Did not see what happened after the play down low. 4:09 to go here in the fourth. Some fireworks, double tees. I think one for Lawrence Milford and one for Morris. We're going to pause for 30 seconds while we figure this out. We'll be back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Just over 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We don't have a ton more information than that, but...
I'm confused. If they called, I think they should be shooting, but I don't understand.
Would they cancel out?
I don't know.
If you don't know, no one else in this gym besides the officials knows. I can guarantee you that.
That's the only thing I can think of, is that they, like, offset each other.
Maybe we can ask our official friends during our post-game show. It doesn't matter at the moment, per se. Morris has the ball after all that. They try to go to the interior, and it was knocked out of bounds. It's tough because Ross and Stevens both were number one, so you don't really know up on the board exactly who that was on. Scott Murphy for three, and he hits it out of the timeout there, and he has 28 now. In a night where he needed 7 to join the 1,000 career point club, he's got 28, and Morris leads 68-57. Is it too much Mustangs here in the Tri-Valley semis? Pass to the interior is knocked away. Turnaround shot won't go. Put back up by Vertel. Vertel, a second chance. Boy, he's been a man among men in there on the glass tonight. Dishes one off. Carter Stevens, and he scores. He's got 22. Stevens won't be denied. Makes it 68-59. 3:10 to go in the fourth. Three for Asa Dugan, and he hits it. His first one of the night. Dugan for three. 71-59 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And they go to Braden Murphy. Murphy to the interior. And we got a timeout taken here by Morris as the ball was tied up on the floor. And we're going to talk things over here during the timeout. With 2:54 left, we'll be back with Morris leading 71-59 on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 71-59. Morris boys on top of Lawrence Milford. Mike Vertel just went out with some sort of an arm injury, walked off under his own power. We'll hope that he's okay. Maybe that he can come back here. But Morris is in the lead here late in the Tri-Valley semis, trying to defend their title from last year, and they're still alive. Ball underneath the hoop. Both teams wrestling for a rebound.
He got a foul on Morris.
Looks like we're going to have a foul on the Mustangs. It's going to be on Akins. And so Lawrence Milford will get the ball back with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 71-59. Foul was on Scott Murphy, his first. He joins the 1,000 career point club tonight. Again, the fourth boy in school history to do it. Really cool for him. Ball loose and now a steal, but Lawrence Milford gets it back. Into the paint, Christian Lawson, a floater, won't go down. Rebound for Morris. Mustangs with an outlet pass, but they threw it away. It's going back to Lawrence Milford. Again, with 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Coach Joy is out on the floor, mopping up some sweat down there. Jack of all trades. Jerry not afraid to break a sweat when he's coaching. So again, 2:25 to go in the fourth. Tri-Valley semis here tonight. Tri-Valley championship will be on Saturday. Ball is loose. Tiger Ross almost got a steal. Boy, everybody's just laying out on the floor right now. Carter Stevens, dribble drive here for Lawrence Milford. Dishes one off for Burkhart, and he scores underneath. Jacob Burkhart makes it 71-61. Morris boys leading Lawrence Milford with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor now for Asa Dugan. Tipped away from him and out of bounds. It will stay with the Mustangs. Boy, this game has just felt frantic the whole time, at least from our perspective, Coach.
It is. They're really getting after it. They're getting up and down. They're playing hard. You got to give both teams credit.
I feel like we've snapped our fingers. This game has gone by. Here's Murphy from the left elbow on an inbounds pass. His shot is short. Rebound for Lawrence Milford. They got to go, and they got to go now. They're down 71-61. Braden Murphy, right side three, well off the mark. He was so smooth in the first half, he hasn't been able to connect here in the second. Murphy down the floor is fouled on a reach-in by Christian Lawson with 1:40 to go. Morris trying to put the icing on the cake. You got to give credit to Lawrence Milford, though. They have stayed in this game. This is a heavyweight bout here tonight. And so the Mustangs will have the ball at midcourt. They go left to right. Pull up three here for Murphy. Bang! What a shot. 31 for Scott Murphy. Makes it 74-61. Carter Stevens with a moon ball three that won't go. Rebound for Morris. Jerry Joy, head coach for Morris, saying to slow it down a little bit here with a minute 20 left. Murphy, though, all gas, takes it to the hoop and is fouled with a minute 19 to go. And Murphy, I believe, is going to head to the line here. No matter how this finishes up, stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have rewards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Again, with a minute 19 to go here in the fourth quarter. Scott Murphy joining the 1K club here tonight. Came in needing 7 points, and he's at 31. And the first shot for Murphy at the line is good. I like that he requested that really the game didn't stop for too long. He's here for business tonight, I think. And, you know, when they really needed a bucket tonight, they were able to go to him. Murphy's second shot is good. 33 for Murphy. He's going to get subbed out here with Morris leading 76-61. With a buck 20 to go here in the fourth quarter. And back down the floor, Braden Murphy. Oh, nice up and under move for him. He's got 15. Makes it 76-63. But Morris is in control with a minute to go. And Morris wants a timeout. They're going to take a full 76-63. Morris on top of Lawrence Milford. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Minute to go in the fourth quarter. And we did get an explanation on those fouls a couple of minutes ago, Coach.
Yeah, so if the technical fouls were offsetting, they both go into the book as technical fouls, but rather than shoot the four shots, they just inbound the ball based on the possession arrow. So that was what happened. They did offset.
Three ball out of the timeout for Asa Dugan. No. Rebound for Keegan Frazier. Back out for Akins. Nice little crossover here by Akins. Floats one over to Tiger Ross. Ross is going to hold on to it. Now to Akins in the corner. They'll work it around here. They go to John Child at the high post. Now back to Ross. 30 seconds to go. Morris working it around. Child takes a jumper from the high post. No good. And Lawrence Milford will bring it back down the floor. Coach, I know this is the end of the league season here for Lawrence Milford, but look out for them in sectionals. Huh? They're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, especially if they can get the Simcoe kid back. They'd be a tough out. And you hope that the Vertelli kid, Vertel, is okay. He played a really good game.
Yes, he did. Morris is headed back to the Tri-Valley Championship. They're going to win 76-63 here tonight over Lawrence Milford. They're going to the Tri-Valley Championship on Saturday, 7 o'clock at Oneonta High School. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time here. They're out on the floor taking, they want to take some photos here of Scott Murphy. He joins the 1,000 Career Point Club tonight. He's getting a lot of hugs from family and friends. Also looks like a lot of other local guys, local players from around the area came tonight to watch him. I saw some of the Oneonta players here. Nice to see everybody supporting each other, that's for sure. Our final score here tonight, 76-63. Morris Boys, the top seed, defeating Lawrence Milford, the four seed in the Tri-Valley playoffs, and they will play three seed Edmiston. The upset happened, three seed Edmiston defeating two seed Richfield Springs ODY tonight. So that game ended up 54-44. Pretty incredible. It always seems like that 2-3 game in the Tri-Valley boys playoffs, you never know what's going to happen, and it was the same way for the girls last night with Lawrence getting that victory.
And we have had a 1-4 upset
right
in previous years as
very
well.
True.
So
very true. It's fun. You got to come to play in the Tri-Valley playoffs.
It just goes to show the balance and the depth in the league, both on the boys and the girls' side.
All right, let's go through our scoring summary. First for Lawrence Milford tonight, a team-high 22 for Carter Stevens, 15 for Braden Murphy, 10 for Mike Bertel, 8 from Jacob Burkhart, 4 from Christian Lawson, 2 apiece for Logan Conklin, Evan Clark. I'm curious, Coach, do you have what Bertel had for rebounds? He was just tremendous.
I had him with 12 boards.
Wow, 12. I'm going to write that down. 12 rebounds for him. Anything else to stick out on the Lawrence Milford side, stats-wise?
Nope, that was really the...
All right. 33 tonight is the game high for Scott Murphy, and again, congratulations, joins the 1,000 Career Point Club. 20 for Tiger Ross, 12 for John Child, 6 for Garrett Akins, 3 for Asa Dugan, 2 for Keegan Frazier, but we were also impressed with Garrett Akins on the glass tonight.
Yeah, he had 13 boards and seemed to get big rebounds whenever Morris needed one. Another one that I would put a little star next to watch out for in the future, Tri-Valley boys basketball coaches, is Ryan Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that he changed the whole dynamic of the game in the first half. He came off the bench as a sub and increased the energy level and really got Morris going there in the first half.
We got to give out our three awards here tonight. Coach, good to see you. Edmiston did win tonight. We're still on the air right now, but Edmiston did win 54-44. Thank you, Coach. So that was Coach Greg.
You should have interviewed him.
I should. I said, hey, you want to talk to me right now? Everybody wants to know right now who won. So that is Edmiston defeating Richfield 54-44. Let's get into our final awards here tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We want to go with Carter Stevens tonight. 22 points for him. Tremendous effort. He was shooting some threes that really kept them in the game. And I got to give a lot of credit to this Lawrence Milford team. They were tough here tonight.
Yeah, I mean they came in a little underhanded with one of their players down, but they battled. They had it there at one point in the fourth quarter to a four-point game.
Let's move on to the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. We wanted to go with Tiger Ross tonight. He had those 20 points, but just his hands were on everything. He was leaking out, and they are really tough when they have that trap going.
Yeah, in that first half, he played the top of their little 1-2-2 kind of half-court trap, and he made some really nice traps, and then you know, other kids had the quick hands, especially Ryan Murphy there. And at the top of that defense, if they get the ball, they just throw it out to him. He's quicker than everybody else. He gets to the ball. And we talked about his freakish athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's out of control, but he's really not. So he played a really good game.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Hard to not give it to Scott Murphy tonight. 33 points. He joins the 1,000 career point club, the fourth in school history. Pretty amazing here tonight.
Yeah, I felt the all-purpose was fitting for him tonight because he did an outstanding job in the second half guarding Braden Murphy there from Lawrence Milford. He had four threes in the first half. He did not have a three in the second half, and I would attribute that to Scott Murphy's defense in the second half. So,
yeah.
Outstanding game. Congratulations to him on joining the 1,000-point club. Outstanding accomplishment.
We should sign off here tonight because I think everybody wants to come over and talk to us here. We've had about six people come over and want to chat with us here tonight. So.
Well, I normally don't think we're like right by the exit. We're like
that's
in the middle
too.
Of the gym, but everybody has been on the air tonight. It's a thing.
Well, we're glad to be here. It was a great crowd. Fun to see everybody here, and we will be doing it. We'll be doing both the girls and the boys Tri-Valley Championships, 5 and 7, Oneonta High School on Saturday. Get there early. Get your seat. No admission. No pre-sale tickets. Just show up and watch some hoops.
And if you don't feel like coming out, we'll obviously be on the radio.
We'll be there.
Stay at home and listen.
We'll be there. So, again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Also to Craig Stevens and Rob Ray for all their help. We will be back on the air tomorrow. We're still working out some details on that, but we'll be somewhere tomorrow night doing a basketball game. And, Coach, thanks again.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So that's GMU AD and longtime coach Greg Bonskowski. I'm Nate Lull. Final score, 76-63. Morris boys punch their tickets to the Tri-Valley Championship. They'll be taking on Edmiston on Saturday. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. See you next time on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Jensen.